Hi, everybody. It's Mary Elizabeth McCurry again, the Magic Apothecary, here to talk about stuff. Today I'm going to talk about Beltane. This is a Celtic holiday that has been celebrated for centuries, actually. And I am recording this the night before Beltane, which some call us Purgosnacht and other such things. We will get into the meat of what that is and what I'm doing with this in a second. Just want to say hi to all of you out there and many, many bright blessings. And I hope you all have a fantastic Beltane, which is May 1st. Some people like to think of it as an astrological thing, and that we can say that it is happening exactly at 15 degrees of Taurus. And right now it's not 15 degrees of Taurus yet. It's for a few days from now. So if you're really, really wanting to be exactly on Beltane, that's exactly when you would celebrate. So what is Beltane, right? Well, what are you talking about, woman? Well, here's what I'm talking about. Beltane is a holiday that honors life. It represents the center peak of springtime, and it's the beginning of summer. Earth energies right now are very strong, meaning things are growing and there's a lot of life force moving. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, you will see that birds are singing and animals are mating and the trees are blooming and there's pollen pretty much everywhere. And things are really starting to take deep root. You're seeing a lot of green now. Trees are really full of life. You can see almost them filling with the spirit of life and fertility. So this point of the year, on the year of the wheel of the year, we call this a wheel with eight spokes in the Wiccan slash pagan slash witchcraftian holiday season. This is a very important holiday. It is the opposite of Samhain in the Northern Hemisphere, which is the Day of the Dead. And then the Southern Hemisphere, today is that today. They are celebrating the opposite holiday and entering into their deep winter now. They've finished their harvests in places like Australia and in the Southern Hemisphere, South America. And now they are starting their winter season as we're starting our summer season. So on May Eve, which is actually where and when I'm actually recording this, on April 30th, it is said that sexuality is at its highest peak. The earth sexuality, the sexuality of life, that means, of course, human beings, but everyone else as well, and everything else as well. Things are pollinating, getting ready to pollinate. You're also seeing the idea that the maiden goddess, the triple goddess, the maiden part of that, the maiden, the mother, and the crone, is reaching her fullness and her fertility fullness, and she's ready to be married and made pregnant by the green man, or the god himself. So that's a lovely thing, and that's a lot of what today is about. A lot of pagans believe that this is a time you must have sex, and people actually did do a sexual ritual in the past. Our ancestors would go up to into the forests or up upon hills, and sometimes be with a known partner, sometimes with strangers, and have a binary intercourse in order to fertilize eggs through sperm and make babies, and do that on the earth herself to fertilize her as well. So that would help to fertilize their crops and help growing things become abundant for them so that they could gather them in the coming months to live through the darker time of the year. A lot of people like to see the goddess in her many forms at this time of the year. People call her the May Queen. Also, Flora is one example of the goddess of spring, but there are so many. I have a goddess project that I do on Instagram and Facebook on my groups. And if you're interested, you just have to find me on there. Just look for the Magic Apothecary, APOTHECARY. And on both places, I put up a daily goddess of the day based on this lovely book by Patricia Telesco that I have that I just put up online. And every day there's a new goddess that I put up and I look at and then I share with people. And recently, of course, it's been all spring goddesses from all around the world, through Asia, South America, North America, Europe, everywhere you can imagine. There are people who in the north actually who are celebrating their May Queen and their May Bride. So the god himself has many several different names. Some people call him the Oak King, or Jack in the Green, like the Green Man. He falls in love with this maiden goddess, and they consummate their union, and she becomes pregnant. So he's a green man. Really, you think about the three or four phases of manhood, you can see it this way: is the divine child, the green man, and then the older sage, or sometimes people consider him the horned god in his older life. So right now he is Jack in the Green. He's in the green. He is fertile himself. He is growing his staff full of seed and being ready to fertilize the goddess. And the goddess in this instance is the earth herself as well. So we talked about the Heros Gamos, the union of earth and sky, and how this union has merrily been reenacted by humans throughout centuries. Yes, that's what I was just talking about. It's also a night they call the Greenwood Marriage, and it's for everyone involved. It doesn't matter if you're male and female, or two females or two males, or two anything in the middle. It is a day of sex. It's a sex holiday. It's a day for revitalizing your own sexuality and those people around you who consensually want to be with you sexually. Even if it's alone, you're revitalizing your own sexual flow, energy, sap, movement on this day. So whatever way you want to use that to celebrate, please do, and merry meet and blessed be in your pursuits. So Beltane is a Celtic word, and it comes from the god Bel, meaning the bright one. Okay, so it's the bright one in the fire. Gaelic word tine, no teen, that means fire. So together they make a bright fire day, a good fire day. And of course, as some may know, there are lots of bonfires lit on this day, and people tend to dance around them, jump through them for cleansing and for fertilization as well. So people used to believe that the fires in the community had to be put out, generally every fire. And in our ancestors' times, that was a frightening thought, to lose the fire. And then every fire was relit, fresh and clean. And from this, we get our idea of also spring cleaning. People used to walk their cattle and other animals through, you know, this smoky fire to cleanse them of any kind of dirt from the wintertime, cleanse themselves, clean off any bugs that happen to be on anything living, and starting fresh, and almost a bathing through fire. This is a big day for hand fasting in the pagan community. This is when a lot of people decide that they're going to walk the same path as the god and goddess. And hand fasting in the pagan community is what they call a witch wedding. It's a wedding that lasts for a year and a day, and can be renewed every year on that year and a day anniversary, and kept going for however long you want. I was actually hand fasted over 20 years ago, and I'm still hand fasted, even though sometimes want to untie those knots, but I don't. And we continue to renew our vows and the birth of our union every year. So that is something that a lot of people do who are pagan. And now there are ministers who can, or pagan ministers like myself, who can do pagan weddings in full force, and it be legal in America as well. So there's that. So there's this whole thing about jumping broomsticks and jumping the fire, and that's what couples will do. This is supposed to open up the, I guess again, fertility of love and sex and future children. The maypole is an interesting thing to talk about here. We talk about what the colors are, but on a maypole you see a lot of different colors. What a maypole is a phallus, and the ribbons that surround the phallus are your wishes. You're wrapping the god's phallus with your wishes, and each ribbon can represent a color of something that you desire in the coming seasons. And there's usually a wreath on the top of this Beltane maypole, and that wreath represents the vagina of the goddess. So again, we have a sexual symbol, very easy to see, and people dance around the god's phallus and wrap their wishes around it. Beautiful, I love it. So, lots of people do this in New York City, where I'm located. I know that there's going to be different celebrations through the big parks in the city, and all kinds of smaller groups and covens get together and just erect some kind of a maypole and dance around it, and usually have a feast. And if that's something you want to do, that's a great idea. Go ahead and do it. enjoy yourselves. I have friends who are in Philadelphia. They put up a small pole themselves in their yard, and they have friends over for wine and dancing and singing and celebration. So really, this is a holiday that you can celebrate in so many different ways. Just one thing I would really suggest, even if the weather is a little foul in some places, is to get out and to really walk along the green paths and to look for the face of the green man in the trees and in the bushes growing, and listen to this and feel and smell the softness and beauty of the goddess in her fertile state, and really think about planting your own desires within her and ask her to take them for this season and make them manifest. So there's that. You can do different things. People like to do magic on these Sabbats, and that's what they call them. It's not Sabbath, but a Sabbat, S-A-B-B-A-T. That's the word that's used in Wicca and in other types of pagan religion, but not all, of course. When I say pagan, I mean like everything that's not Christian, Muslim, or Jewish of the three Abrahamic religions. Anything else that's not those, many people consider to be pagan. So you might take a look at, first of all, by the way, Judaism is very earth-based and very seasonally based. We just had a Passover here this year, 2019, just passed now around the time of the moon being the full moon. It's a week or so, I think, after the last full moon in the spring at this time, after the equinox. So it's still pretty much ancient and based in the movement of, and cycles of the earth, as is Ramadan happening at this time in May. It's starting. That is a movable holiday, and that's also based on moon movement. But this year we happen to have all of the three major holidays coming in around between the equinox and Beltane, which is perfect timing for those as well. But anyone who's not those three religions, and I count myself as one of those people who are no longer one of those three religions, is considered pagan. If you're Wiccan, you're pagan. If you're a witch, you could just be a witch and not be Wiccan or pagan, or you could be a pagan witch, or you could be a pagan Wiccan witch. It goes on. One thing I want to do, keep saying, I got this wonderful letter from a young gentleman in Colorado whose name I won't say, but who was very intuitive and smart and with the idea of what I'm talking about here and how we're looking to find the truth in these holidays and the truth in what we call witchcraft or Wicca or paganism, and just to try to celebrate this in a pure way, which is not a scary way. So Beltane, you won't see this holiday or anything even like it celebrated in things like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, or you know, this is somehow become a thing that witches think it's real when it's written and drawn by the same person who drew Archie comics. How could this be real? Witches do not believe in a dark man, or whatever they call them, the Dark Lord. That's sort of Satanist, but not, and it's not even anything to do with what witchcraft, Wicca / or, you know, Northern European paganism has at all. It's not Druids, it's not the Norse people who believe in Valhalla and these sorts of things. It's not anything like that. It's just made up stuff. And made up stuff is fun, as is the stuff that's in the craft. That's made up stuff, a new movie coming up about the witches and the craft, nothing to do with actual witchcraft. The gods and goddess, the god that they invoke is not a real god of any sort. It's all fictionalized stuff. I do see sometimes some real things pop into some things here and there, but no. No, I've been watching The Magicians, it's an older show, and I see nothing to do with anything that's based in reality, nor is anything in Harry Potter. Aside from Harry Potter's actual birthday, and what that symbolizes, August 1st, which we'll get to when we get to August 1st, aside from really from that, and some other things that she lightly touches on in the books, it's not really Northern European paganism. Anyway, or any sort of European paganism. It's just her own idea of things, and it's really entertaining, and I do love it myself. I have nothing against it, nor do I have anything against the Red Witch in Game of Thrones. It's all fine. It's all wonderful fairy tales. I'm talking about the reality of this work. I'm talking the reality of being Wiccan and slash or pagan or a witch, in my view, which is a Wiccan witch. There are different kinds of witches. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying everybody has to be Wiccan at all. I'm just saying that Wiccans do call themselves witches, and I do call myself that because I am Wiccan. But I am also aware that I have brothers and sisters out here who call themselves witches that have no connection to any religious path at all, and certainly do not believe in Gerald Gardner's thoughts or ideas regarding paganism and what he created. So there's that. Pretty much every religion on the planet was created by someone. And so Wicca itself happens to be one of the newer ones. I just read recently that there are more Wiccans or pagans in the United States of America than there are Episcopals. So that's something to think about. That's an interesting thing. I'm like, well, that's fine. There's more of us than one form of Protestantism. And I also read that millennials, which are people born in and around the time of the turn of the century, the 21st century, are in droves walking away from organized religion. And many of them are finding paths in Hinduism or Buddhism or Shintoism, which is Japanese, a Japanese form of spirituality. And also many, many who are of European descent are finding their way to the paths of their ancestors. And here I am sitting going, you see, I've been waiting for you guys. I've been here for about 25 years, just looking around. Where's everybody else? People come and go in the craft, and they do based on what's going on in the culture. Right now we're having a very strong movement towards feminism, especially here in the United States. And I would say pretty much globally, as far as it can be had safely by women. In some places it's not safe at all, but here at least we're still finding it it's not too bad yet, and we're still able to claim more power and working on the Me Too movement and fighting against the patriarchy on a regular basis. And the people, women in particular, are finding paths in paganism, witchcraft, and Wicca that are changing their lives and giving them power that they didn't think they had before. And I'm also seeing young men who are inhaling and loving the idea of what the green man is, the beauty of the green man, and how he is not in any way violent or harmful to anyone, and how he is just the force, the growing force of nature, and how he represents ancient gods like Osiris and Isis, his consort is the goddess, and how the horned god of the woods and forests is this wild animal slash man like Cernunnos running in the wild forests. So again, is not a violent person or God form, not asking for war and destruction. He's just living his life, enjoying his life, and fertilizing as he goes. So there's that. And other, you know, formats of male gods that are popping up all around for men to grab upon as well, if they want to. Also, it's okay to be an atheist and be pagan, which is one thing that really turns a lot of people on. You can say, I'm going to go celebrate Beltane, and yeah, I'll talk about a symbolic god and goddess, but I don't have to believe if they're real or not. So that's fine. You know, the god and goddess don't seem to care if you believe in them or not, because they're here and they're real. They know they're real. You don't have to believe in them. It's proof perfect when you look at the green leaves popping all over the trees that there is some kind of a life force on this planet, and that is what we're talking about today on Beltane. So again, remember that this is a Celtic holiday. This is Northern European religious thing, Sabbat, and of course that Northern Europeans are not the only ones who celebrate this time of the year. All you have to do is look up celebrations throughout the world, and you will see, oh, like I said before, everyone has a spring celebration of some sort of spring god or goddess, some kind of a happy day to celebrate the return of life and fertility upon the earth. So that's the Beltane talk. What can you do on Beltane? Let's see. Well, as I said, you should be outside. And if you like to celebrate outside, you can. You can put up a maypole in a place that's safe if you'd like to do that. And or you could not, and you can just have a huge picnic and or get together and dance and have music. Or you can stay home on a rainy Beltane. I've had several of those within my 25 or 30 years of practicing paganism. And so you stay in and you make beautiful feast and make beautiful love and revere the god and goddess, bring parts of that into your home, bring flowers in, celebrate with the current foods that are growing. You want to perhaps find a way to eat greens that are growing, asparagus, anything that's starting to come up, any kind of sprouts, any kind of small, my strawberries are coming up, my Brooklyn, I call them my Brooklyn strawberries. I have a stoop in Brooklyn and it's full of little strawberry pots and they're starting to come. I should have strawberries within a few weeks. So there's that. So berries of some sorts may be starting to come. Or people eat flowers and people harvest things like wild violet at this time of the year and use those for healing. Green juices, any kind of anything green that's coming up new is good for you to enjoy. And also good for your, by the way, liver and toxicity from the winter. Any kind of sludgy kind of non-digesting that went on from eating and drinking heavy foods all the way through March. And even in this case, it was very cold this spring up in New York and the East. And so people are still eating a lot of squashes and potatoes and these things. But now it is time to empty the stores of all those things and enjoy fresh eggs. Hopefully you find them pastured and free range, at least free range chickens, and realize that the gift that these birds and animals have given us. If you do eat meat, this is a time where people do celebrate eating the young kids and the young lambs. I don't eat meat, by the way, many pagans don't, because we believe that you shall not harm anything on this planet. And even when you do cut down a broccoli stem, you to thank it for its life and ask for forgiveness for taking it. So many of us are not meat eaters. Some are. Some believe in the old ways and the Norse ways of it's me or you, and I take what I need, and that's fine too, as long as you're not harming too many of anything. So that's my two cents on that. I don't like to offend, but many pagans are vegetarian/vegan, and for good reason. So that's something you can do. Fresh milk is available from young cows. So that's something that there are nice new fresh cheeses available, or you can make on your own. You can wear red if you're a woman and or a man, and that represents the goddess, and green represents the god. And those are the colors of your maybe altar or your table or your cloth or any place you have your celebration. Have also fresh wine. You can have honey mead, which people love to have, or new beers. Which you can find in the stores. Just ask for the winter beers that they put up in the winter that you can have now. People make fresh kombucha at this time of the year, or fresh different kinds of mulled ciders and things like this to drink. You can have those, or just beautiful white or rosé wines. Think light, think pretty, think green, think wedding celebration, and go ahead and have one in all its force. Use the same kinds of flowers and smells, maybe roses and or lavenders and light pretty smells, oranges, for your incense and for any kind of anointing oil you might make with organic essential oils, hopefully, that are sustainable. Also, you can just make tea mixtures from the herbs and the grasses that are growing, that you like nettles, which is a wonderful thing. If you can find nettles, nettle tea is one of the best things for you to drink at this time of the year, and it is growing now and fresh and wonderful and healthy and great for you. So I'd like to say this before I go. I'm starting a project. I've been doing a project where I combine a knowledge of my ancestors, all of our ancestors, using what they called magic. And magic at the time that they were using it was the way they fought illness, evil spirits and bane and hex and jinx. These all come from the idea that somebody or something evil inhabited you. And we know now those things are called viruses and bacteria. And a lot of the herbs and plants and flowers, incantations, prayers, meditations, all kinds of different work, massage, even things that are known as laying on of hands or Reiki now that we've taken interest in, what the Shinto Japanese have called Reiki, which means Holy Spirit, and transferring that energy into the body. All of these things were used and were called witchcraft. And so now they're called New Age healing techniques or alternative medicine, but it really is the same thing. What was bane was a virus. What was used was witchcraft. Maybe some sage, maybe a medicinal tincture was blended together, a potion was made for someone and they drank it, or they inhaled the smoke of an incense and it healed them and made them better. Thus, they drove out the evil. So that's what I've been working on. I've been working on for a couple of years. I am an herbalist. I am a witch. I call myself a witch because it is a hereditary thing and very much something that I'm proud of, even though this can cause me so many problems in my life. And I'm sure when you do, and if you do, it will cause you similar problems. But what I do find is slowly but surely people are starting to relax around that word, understand that it's not a bad thing. They're starting to understand that the crazy things that we see on television or in film are just that. It's no better than watching Iron Man fly around or the Hulk. It is the same fantasy stuff. The reality of things is quite different. What we are the healers of the earth. What we are those that revere she and he that are the earth. We are the ones that walk in the secret paths of the god and goddess. We are those that will keep her life alive, his life alive. We know they are here. We pray to them. We honor them. We call their names. We keep them alive. And that's what we actually do. Dark lords, maybe some witches use the dark lord, but most pagans and Wiccans don't. We're celebrating life, we're celebrating the planet, and we're celebrating the force of fertility today. So may you enjoy your Beltane, may it be wonderfully conducive to all kinds of rise in your fertility and creativity. May everything you wish ever come true. May your life be filled with happiness and blessings and light. And from me to you, many, many, many blessed Beltanes to come. And may this day be better than you could have ever imagined. And may you have multiple blessings. I hope you have a wonderful time. And as I said many times on my podcast, and I've done all over the place, if indeed you want to reach me, you can. Just write to me at The Magical Apothecary, M-A-G-I-C-A-L, apothecary at gmail.com. Or you can find me on Facebook or on Instagram and reach out to me there. I'm always happy to answer questions and help in any way I can. That is why I do this free of charge. I do the goddess's work so that we can all benefit as we go on as a society and as a human race. Love to you, light to you. May the god and goddess surround you. So mote it be.